everybody, and welcome to episode 67 of Cracking the Spine. Me amo Sean.
I'm Zane.
French for I am Josh.
How do you say my name? How do you say it in French? Do you know Zane?
Jean Mappel.
Jean Mappel.
Yeah.
That we got
Joshua.
Joshua. How do you say it in German?
Ich bin no. Wie heißt du? No, that's how are you. Shit, what is it?
I asked you because you're the one who took German.
Yeah, I took German.
I thought you'd have that right away.
I forget a lot of stuff.
All right, we'll move on. We'll come back to it.
Hamster is Meerschweinchen. I know that. That'll come in handy. That's why they call it hamsters.
They have hamsters in Germany?
Yeah, they have hamsters everywhere.
It seems like they're such a rational people, and the hamster is the most irrational pet.
It's the worst.
It's the worst pet to own, yeah. Without question.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can have hamsters in the country without owning them as pets. They were originally just wild rodents.
They were originally herding animals.
No, they were not.
You herded them into a bin, and you.
Of course, I've heard of them. Zane, what are you reading?
I finally finished I'm Thinking of Ending Things by Zane Reed. And I see what you were saying when you were surprised, and I was like, I love it!
Okay.
Because it definitely, I think I was right up until it kind of took a turn at the end.
The
I
last
think that's
15 or so pages.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was, I felt like there was a big setup, and I knew where the book was going. And it's not that I was disappointed that there was a twist, and I don't really know how much of a twist it actually is.
I think the twist was really big, but I think ultimately the payoff for what the setup was
weak. I thought we were setting up for something else.
Yeah.
That was sort of when I realized that we were going in a different direction, I was a little disappointed because I just thought it was going somewhere else.
Yep.
And it wasn't twist. It was then why did I just read this whole other story?
Yep. Exactly.
I agree. I also didn't read this.
Well, it's not out yet, so I don't want to talk about it in too much detail. I liked it. And
I would definitely recommend it.
I would read something else by this author as well.
I think it would be a good summer read. Foreshadowing.
You are segueing far too early. I'm still reading a book.
Well, I finished that, and then I started trying to read Turned Gay by the Existential Dread that
I downloaded it onto my Kindle app.
Oh my god,
and,
dude.
It's not a book. It's not a thing, dude.
I kinda could up until I could for the first 5 pages, and then the porn actually started, and I was like, I can't anymore.
And then you were like, now we're reading.
See, I didn't even get that far with it. I was the spelling errors and
Sun John is doing his best. All right, Sun John can't catch all the mistakes.
By the way, I have come 180 degrees around on Chuck Tingle. Not real.
Thank you.
Totally fake.
Especially after reading this, reading especially the beginning of this particular Chuck Tingle book.
Yeah.
I am confident that this is a character.
Like the way he's turned himself around on Twitter.
Yeah.
In the wake of the Hugos.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's become
a totally
different thing. And the deliberate misspellings and the deliberate calling everything by the wrong name.
Yeah. Princess Lisa.
Right. That's not to say that
it's not funny. Yeah.
Andy Kaufman was not
great.
Who he presented to be, but it was still fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, it doesn't make it less.
So it's our book club pick. Are you going to keep at it?
I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
It's not very long, so I can probably...
It's 6 pages. I did a search. If you did that number of words in an actual book, it's 6 pages
six
long.
6 pages long.
And I was like, nope.
Oh, man, I could probably get through that in about 2 months.
That's not true. that's a pretty good... Josh Byrne, Josh.
Yeah.
It was a little buried by Zane undermining my research.
That's okay.
I was thinking about, because I'm reading it on my Kindle app.
Yeah.
On my
That's
laptop,
what I'm reading it on.
And,
on my phone, okay.
Yeah.
And it's, I feel like it's more pages than that.
All right.
I'm sorry, I wasn't really disputing. I was just
were disputing.
Right.
Okay. Sounded like a dispute.
Right over Josh's joke.
Josh, you said you were reading.
I'm still reading that, The Devil in the White City. It's taken a while. This one's a long one. I'm not too proud to admit that this one's a little tough to read. It's a little, there's a lot.
There's a lot
going on.
I had thought maybe you would go through it like a little quickly just because it seems so up your alley.
Yeah, maybe, no, yeah, definitely.
Maybe because
yeah,
it's written in such a different style,
It's I'm not used to it. I'm not used to this. I'm not used to reading like
It's written so narratively.
Yeah,
like
which is
it's
strange.
It's written like a novel, but it's all real. Because like if you go back to the appendix, everything is sourced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's good. I like it, but, you know.
Just finish it in time for the movie.
When does that come out?
I don't know if they started
2019?
Shooting it, so. Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I could probably finish Fucked in the Butt by my own existential dread that I'm in a Chuck Tingle book.
There's a lot of penises to get through.
Look, I've gotten through some penises.
Yeah, he has. I can vouch for one.
At least.
No, I just mean me. Oh. I can vouch for
one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, but there were more there that night.
Anyway, Sean, what are you reading?
Last week I told you I was giving up on war porn, and then I got back to like my reading time, and I started. I was like, you know what? No,
you lied.
Let me finish my fucking sentence. So I like opened it back up again. Shaking your head, no. So I like opened it back up again, and I got like three more pages, and I was like, no, I was right the first time. I'm giving up on this.
So
I'm
you
done.
Just had to...
done. It's over.
Man, that's like the most Sean thing ever.
Right? I second guessed myself only to realize I was right the first time.
No, I was right.
So then I started reading a book that I've been meaning to read for a really long time.
Arguing with himself over how right he is.
Fucked in the ass by my own existential Sean dilemma.
I'm going to take all this as compliments.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's a book I've been meaning to read for a while called Rogues that is a collection of short stories by, like, I want to say minimum 20 different authors.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
One of them is there's a George R. R. Martin Game of Thrones short story.
Is it canonical? Is it canon?
Yeah.
It is?
But it's the last story in the collection, so I won't get to it. It's a collection of short stories that's 700 pages long.
Oh, boy.
Why are you doing that to
I love
yourself?
That. I love that. So I've read two of them so far. I read the first one by Joe Abercrombie.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yes, exactly.
The era of there.
Pretty well-known fantasy author. Really good story called Tough Times All Around.
What's it about?
It's like it actually reminds me a lot of the movie Ronin.
Oh, god damn, I love Ronin.
It's you're introduced in the beginning to a female thief.
Okay.
Who gets her hand on
cat burglar.
Like the thing. It's
the
package, MacGuffin. Right? It's a total MacGuffin story. Mm. And then it's like she gets robbed, and the guy who robs her gets robbed, and then the next guy gets robbed. Like, and there's like this series of different kinds of thieves in this city. Super awesome.
That sounds great.
And then the second story was written by Gillian Flynn,
mm-hmm.
who wrote the Ben Affleck movie
Jersey Girl.
No. Gone where he murdered his wife, or maybe he didn't.
Gone Girl?
Gone Girl.
I thought David Fincher wrote Gone Girl.
No. The novel was written by Gillian Flynn. And it's like a story about a con artist and maybe a ghost story, too.
How do you con a ghost?
Well.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I guess Sean will find out.
No, I finished that story, but I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, okay. I see.
Although that book's out, so go get it. It's good.
What's it called? Rogues.
Rogues. Yeah, it's out in paperback. I'm reading the hardcover, which I took on the bus with me today to New York.
Yeah.
Which is a great idea. Carrying
an extra
8 pounds.
Yeah.
Dude, they rob you for books up there.
I know.
That place is...
I walked through the book district. It was hairy.
The old book district or the new book district?
No, the old book district.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Where pages float on the wind like so many pages on the wind.
You could write a book.
Descriptive.
Yo, I do similes. All right, cool. We're going to take a break, and if you haven't picked up on my clues so far or haven't read the description of this week's show, we'll talk about something when we get back.
No spoilers!
Of Motorcycle Diaries!
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, get on my motorcycle! Yeah.
I'm cracking the spine, I'm still
We're here
safe.
From Sioux City, South Dakota for the big rally!
Sturgis, that's what it's called.
No, we're not to Sturgis yet, we're only in Sioux City.
Oh, we're only, okay.
Yeah, we're on our way. Zayn is rolling her eyes already. Man, we never made a 67 joke. I couldn't come up with one other than
67, dude. There we go. All right, now we can move on.
It's the first one in a while, though. It's a prime number.
I used to have a 67 Firebird.
No, you didn't.
I did. No, I did.
Matchbox?
No, a real one.
On Forza?
I hate you.
No, you don't. That's not a nice thing to say.
I love you.
Like lying about having a 67 Firebird.
Oh my god. What are we talking about, Zane?
Tonight we are talking about summer reading.
Because it's summertime!
Oh, the summer's here,
and the weather is here, and we're going summertime, out, and it's summertime now.
Girls, it's summertime. Cha-cha-cha.
Our listener, Amy Elizabeth Rhodes, sent us an email a while ago, actually.
Important.
That said, summer reading. What makes a book a good summer read? And what kinds of books do you find yourself gravitating towards in the summertime? Indeed, do the seasons affect your book choices at all?
Yes. I said it simultaneously.
In so much as it takes Josh a season to read a book.
Four good books one. A year.
I don't have my car anymore. I can't read in it.
What? Oh, you Firebird. Can't you read on your hog? So go ahead, Josh, you first.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, what do I read, like, at the beach? And, like, I read The Hobbit at the beach one time, and I was like, what wouldn't I read at the beach? I wouldn't want to read, like, anything that takes place in the wintertime.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know, like, what that would be, like...
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't want to read that, because it's, like... I don't know. I want to read something...
Book about the Ice Age.
I wouldn't want to read that in the summer. Maybe I would. Maybe I should. Maybe we'd go about
a novelization of the movie Ice Age with Ray Romano.
Hey!
Hey, I'm a mammoth!
You're reading my book!
Doing the audiobook.
Hey! Once upon a time, my wife was a bitch!
God, I hate that bitch!
It's incredible.
I like to not bring books on vacation and buy books when I get to where I'm going.
My mom does that.
Like, there's a couple different beaches that we go to in the Jersey Shore, because that's where we is.
What are the beaches? Let's shout them out.
The first one is, it's Beach Haven on Long Beach Island.
Beep, 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 beep.
Which is the furthest point south on that island, and we can't stay there anymore because they don't let kids in, but for a couple of summers, I'm serious, not in that beach, just in the specific place where we were staying. It was called the Jolly Roger. And
fucking New Jersey.
Dude, it was great. Jolly Roger was awesome. Like, when you get there, like, you don't have to bring beach chairs or umbrellas.
They have it all there.
They have it all there. Like, you don't have to rent it.
Yeah.
And, like, beach tags, too.
Oh, right, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Jersey beaches... You have to pay for the privilege to be on a Jersey beach.
We always pretended like we were dumb. I was like, oh, I had no idea I needed a beach tag.
And we always just got in the water. Yeah, like, here comes the beach tag guy, and we're in the water.
We'll get out of this one.
But that place also had, like, a lending library. Like, people could bring books down and just leave them there.
Yeah. Leave a book, take a book is what I call them.
Yeah. So I ended
also known as take a book.
One of my favorite summer reads of all time is a book called Boomsday, like Baby Boomers, but Boomsday.
Okay.
By, I want to say it was Christopher Buckley.
Is that about how the baby boomers are the worst generation in American history?
Kind of.
Cool, I would love that book because I agree with it.
It's a political satire book where the idea is that all the baby boomers are starting to retire. And
what? Impossible. They will never do that.
And Social Security is, like, on the verge of bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So this, editorial writer writes this piece about how, like, jokingly, that the government should subsidize people over the age of 65 committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a tax break for them and, like, for their families. Like, if you're of that age range... That, like, it would be in the best interest of the nation to allow them to kill themselves. But it's written farcically.
Yeah, yeah.
But what happens is it, like, gains steam.
Yeah.
And it becomes this, like, national talking point.
That's great.
And it's, like, becomes this thing of, like, will Congress actually pass this law?
Right.
That's great.
And I read it in a day on the beach.
Oh, my God.
Because it was just, like, it was such a quick read.
Yeah.
So, like, little discoveries like that. Like, so if I'm in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Dry County.
Right. Yeah. Which is, you know, where I can bring my kids now, although I don't want to because, you know, dry camp.
Well, they have that warehouse of booze right before you get in the city.
Yeah, where everything's triple price.
Yeah. Also, because New Jersey.
They have two or three used paperback stores right on the boardwalk where you just go in and be like, I don't know, I've never read this science fiction book for 50 cents.
Right.
That's great.
You know, if I'm five pages into it and I don't like it, I'll just leave it on the beach for the next guy.
Yeah.
That's my summer stuff.
I don't know. Like, I don't really like to read on the beach because, like, I can't be outside for very long without bursting into flames. So I never typically read on the beach, but I like to read, like when we went to the shore, yeah. I didn't read. Because alcohol was my favorite thing that week. but I have read, like, when I've gone with my family and stuff, because I don't, like, want to talk to them.
Right.
So I'll read then. But I don't know, like, I've never...
Like,
I've
when
never,
do you read in the summer, then?
I like sitting out at night on the porch, or if there's, like a balcony-type thing, yeah. I like to read up there. I used to go to Brigantine a lot, would read up on the porch there.
Okay.
It's got to be, like, the right... I have all these requirements. I'm just high maintenance. Like,
requirements for books or requirements for reading?
Everything, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm horrible.
No, you're not. You're a great person. Zane, you've been pretty quiet so far.
I've been listening.
Okay. Now it's your turn to talk.
Oh, okay.
We'll listen. And never interrupt.
That's right.
Mm.
Go ahead. Okay.
Okay, I'm done. the beach books I like are... They have to be... easy to pick up and put down because you get interrupted a lot.
Fair
so
enough.
I don't want to, like, I don't take Neal Stephenson with me,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, to the beach because it's too intensive. Like, nothing challenging, like,
yeah,
nothing
yeah,
where
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like I have to concentrate and really use my brain power to get through it. And then I also, because it's the... disease in my brain. I'm always worried about what other people are going to think about what I'm reading. So, like, I have to tailor, like, something that it's, like, I'm not, like, embarrassed to be caught with it. You know?
Well,
like,
when we went on vacation, you were reading a book. I remember you were reading something, and I don't remember the cover. I think you put one of those old, like, school book covers around it.
No, but, like...
What was it?
I don't even remember what I was reading. But I
just remember being like, it's 10 a.m. and Zane's not drinking yet.
Josh couldn't see straight, so he had no idea what I was reading.
Zane's reading two books.
No,
at
that's
once.
Like I'm like so paranoid that everyone's like judging me all the time.
They're
so
not.
It's like I know.
We're not.
That's
yeah,
why
I,
it's
yeah.
a disease in my brain.
Man, we all have.
Yeah.
No.
And this is mine.
I'm clean.
So
yeah. I'm clean.
Yeah, you're good.
Trust me, baby. I'm clean. I don't got no diseases in my brain.
But I do. I wouldn't wait and buy something at my destination because what if
it's bad?
It's terrible.
That's the chance.
What if there's
man?
No selection?
Well, the other thing
like,
is
where I go to the beach, it's like pretty secluded, and there is a
nude beach.
It's not. Unless you...
Well, there's not really any stores. There's like
there's only the
they
one.
Have like some like airport type novels.
Yeah, man, that's what you read on
no,
vacation.
I
the other thing is,
really
I don't
want to
bring
that.
My books on vacation because we've had this conversation before.
Get
like,
sand in them.
Exactly, like I don't want to get them ruined.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't want to like I don't know some all kinds of crazy shit goes
I
on.
I wouldn't take
on the
beach. Like a priceless edition with me, but I'd take like a crappy paperback.
I read the first edition of Beowulf on the beach.
First edition, wow.
Regretted it. What movie? It's from some movie. They're like, it's a first edition of some like crazy like tome.
Oh, it's that Drew Barrymore. No,
it's a
Jennifer
Lopez.
Jennifer
Lopez,
it's a Jennifer
yes.
Lopez movie. Yeah, 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 yeah. And it wasn't meant like sarcastically.
Yeah,
like,
yeah it was
like
for serious.
I think it was Beowulf.
It was Beowulf.
I think
it
so.
It might have been
it
something
was like
that.
I got you. No, it was the Odyssey.
The Odyssey. Oh, the
first,
Odyssey.
He got me a first edition of the Odyssey.
Yes, because parchment.
What Jennifer Lopez movie is this?
It was the one
a
where
really
she.
Good one.
She basically is like a cougar, like the cute boy moves in next door,
yeah.
And she ends up like seducing him, and it ruins her marriage. And it's like
yeah.
meant to be dramatic, I think. Like it's not a comedy.
It sounds hilarious, though.
Oh, hey Noah, come on in. You know Kevin already left.
Actually, I picked something up for you.
Oh my God, this is a first edition? I can't accept this. This must have cost a fortune.
It was a buck at a garage sale. One man's trash.
I can't. Noah, I can't. Honestly, this
please.
I appreciate it.
I've been eating here every single night. It meant a lot to me.
Do you guys have like a favorite season for reading?
Winter. It's dark, and you can put candles on and get a cup of hot liquid, like a
uh-huh.
tea. that's a sorry. This is a summer podcast now. Yeah, there's a frog chirping. There's cars going by.
My windows are open. I'm sorry, everyone.
So yeah, I think winter is like the most like ideal in my brain time.
I don't have an ideal season. I mean, I love like I have different tastes in different seasons, but I wouldn't say that I have like a favorite season to read in.
I definitely would.
I like reading in like late winter, early spring.
Mm-hmm.
Like we didn't really get one this year.
Spring.
Where we are usually we get like a horrible March where it's like freezing cold, but it's not snowing. It's like raining and icing. And you don't want to go outside, and it's great for reading. It's great for, like, staying in. That's when I, like, binge read series.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
I like a good, like, Neal Stephenson, total winter reads.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, winter reads.
Yeah, but Neal Stephenson, like, in a Read Me, like in the beginning when they're out in Wyoming or whatever, and it's, like, it just immediately puts me in, like, a Thanksgiving mood. Like, I always think Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And, like, short story collections like Rogues right now, total summer read.
Yeah.
Because, like, pick it up, put it down, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, the Jennifer Lopez movie was called The Boy Next Door.
Oh, boy.
10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
10? That many?
When a handsome, charming teenager named Noah, played by Ryan Guzman, moves in next door, newly separated high school teacher Claire Peterson. Jennifer Lopez. encourages his friendship and engages in a little bit of harmless, or so she thinks, flirtation.
Uh-oh.
Although Noah spends much of his time hanging out with Claire's son, the team's attraction to her is palpable.
I can't accept this. This must have cost a fortune.
It was a buck at a garage sale.
That means he can taste it.
One night, Claire gives in to the temptation and lets Noah seduce her, but when she tries to end the relationship, he turns violent.
That sounds horrible!
Oh, okay.
That did not happen. That took a turn.
But one of the things that happens in that movie, like you've seen the clip, is
the clip. Yeah,
she's like, "Oh my god, a first edition of the Odyssey."
Oh my god,
or maybe the Iliad. One of them.
It's one of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is a first edition.
Which would be like
that sounds awful.
That would be worth like I don't know the entire nation of Greece.
It was a buck at a garage sale.
Yeah, that's a summer read right there. First edition of the Odyssey. I just take that to the beach.
Yeah. Take it at the Library of Congress, though.
Do you guys ever, like, find a book and save it for its appropriate season?
I save rereads for their appropriate season.
What's a reread season?
Yeah, winter is a reread season.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to... Although, recently, like, I've been thinking, like, I want to reread The Baroque Cycle by Neal Stephenson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't. Because each of those books is, like, 1,100 pages long.
Yeah.
And, like, super dense. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like when I'm rereading, like, we've talked about this before, too. It's time I'm not spending reading new things.
Yeah. I don't... One could say I'm saving all the books I haven't read. No, I don't ever save a book. Like, I have to, like, really, like, love a book. Like, I'm super picky. I don't know. I just can't commit to like a whatever book.
You're like Chandler. You have a fear of commitment.
Yeah, Chandler Bong.
Mrs. Chandler Bong. What about you, Zane? Are you a saver?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I definitely I'll get like in like October especially, like I'll actively seek out horror books.
Because that's when the ghosts come out.
But like I'll also obviously I'll read horror anytime. Like, it's not like I find a good horror book and I'm like, I'll wait until fall.
Right.
Like, I don't do that. Like, if I... Honestly, I always feel like I'm so excited for new, good books that when I find a new book to read, I try to read it right away. I don't like when I get, like, a big pile.
Sometimes I will, like, if I'm reading a book and I'm really enjoying it, I will deliberately slow myself down on it because I don't want to get to the end too quickly.
You edge. You're edging that book.
Is that... Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ew.
Hey man, we're talking about Chuck Tingle.
Oh, Edge. Okay, yeah. I got it. Man, you're like the Meghan Trainor of this show.
I wish. I'm all about that bass.
No, that's so like 3 years ago, dude.
Was that 3 years ago?
Maybe.
Look it up on your magic telephone.
Nah.
I don't know.
My name is No.
Do you... I think that we're kind of like trained...
To like Meghan Trainor.
Oh boy.
To like think that certain things like have to take place in certain seasons. Like summer films, right? Blockbuster films.
Right.
Music in the summertime changes. It turns into much more poppy, like hits, like giant hits are released in the summertime.
Fall is sports.
Well,
I think
sports.
The idea is, like, especially for movies and music, the idea is that more people have more time to enjoy those things in the summer. Like, that's why they release big movies in the summer, because everyone is...
Yeah.
Well, so it's hot outside, you want to go to the air-conditioned place
for
a couple hours. Yeah, and
your, you know, kids are off of school, and you have the ability to go see more movies.
And Marvel made a movie, so you have to go see it.
Marvel made a couple movies, probably, depending on what year it is. Also, but you don't think, like, books don't do that. Like, they never say, like, this is a summer read.
No,
like,
books definitely have release seasons. They definitely.
They do?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not privy to this. I don't ever see it.
That's why The Fireman came out in May. Like, it's a summer blockbuster book. Like, okay. It's meant to be a summer book.
I do feel like a lot of times when you give me advanced copies of books, Sean, the release date is usually like May or June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Chuck Klosterman one comes out in June, right?
Like, it's kind of, and then those are going to be your summer tent poles, and then, like, as you get into late summer, early fall, you'll start to see a lot of like the books that are going to get nominated for like awards or
Oscar season.
Yeah, not just Oscar, like, you know, like Pulitzer Prize winning.
No, I mean, it's similar to Oscar season.
Okay, yeah.
Films.
Like your big name, like history writers, like David McCullough will probably have a new book come out. Like when his books are released, it's in the fall because those become holiday gifts.
That's weird. I mean, I guess, like, you're much more intimately aware of this stuff, but I just never...
You don't have to guess.
Cool. I just... Wait, oh boy. I don't know, I never really think of it like that. Maybe I don't...
Yeah,
I
feel like as, like, a consumer, that the season kind of eludes me. I guess I'm not, like, up on release dates.
But, like, with everything else in the world, like, commercials, you know, like... There's like now you don't see commercials for like Slip and Slide in the wintertime, obviously, right?
Right,
it seems
right.
Obvious, but like with books, I never think about it. Never, I don't know.
Like summer's also a big time for stuff that was out in the holiday season of last year to start coming out in paperback.
Oh,
so
really?
So people who didn't get a chance to read it when it was in hardcover can take it to the beach with them.
Why? Okay. Oh my god! This is complicated.
Yeah.
It's really not. It's
too complicated for Josh.
You just haven't thought about it before.
Yeah, I know.
Now we can't stop thinking about it.
It's burning up new pathways in my brain, and I don't like it.
You're welcome. I'm here to blaze your brain.
First he inundated me with his Meghan Trainor lust earlier.
It's not lust. It's just a good track, dude. It's my summer anthem.
It's his summer anthem. See? It's a summer anthem already. I'm so behind. I don't have any summer anthems, nor do I have summer reading.
You aren't in Manhattan
yet.
It is. It's not.
Two more days.
No.
Memorial Day is the unofficial start of
summer. Summertime is the summer solstice.
Well, it's
summertime
and the winter is hot.
Oh my god.
All right, cool. We've come full circle.
We have actually come full circle.
Josh is literally rubbing his eyes out of his skull, so we're going to take a break.
Josh is the new Zane.
Wait, here, I'll do my Zane impression. No one's going to be able to see it.
Oh, hey, Noah. Come on in.
Oh, my God. It's Zane. There's two Zanes.
That was more my sister.
Yeah, Zane doesn't do the mouth thing. She doesn't, like...
Okay.
You're biased.
She bottles it up more.
You watch the other Bauer woman.
Let's take a break before I get dig deeper into this hole.
Bucket of garage sale.
Hello, welcome back to Cracking the Spine. I'm Joss Henderson.
I'm Zane.
I'm Sean.
Malcolm Reynolds.
Whedon.
No, that guy that played the doctor. His name is Sean in real life. I can't remember his last
Bean.
Name. No.
What doctor?
I'm Sean. The doctor on Serenity.
Oh, the guy who's I hate. In the show?
Yeah, exactly.
He sucks.
He's the worst.
Yeah, he's terrible.
So just a couple things I want to finish up on. Mr. People 25
Five.
Started a thread on our Reddit about klaxons.
Yeah, the klaxon thread. I was reading about it.
That was like, I can't tell the difference now between Sean's and Josh's. And some other dude was like, nah, dude, I can spot it a mile away. And I wrote back like, nah, dude, trust me, I'm not even close. Like, it's not. Like, I do a lot of things.
Like, my klaxons are, like, really good.
Yeah.
They're not.
They're the gold standard here at Cracking the
Spine.
Wow.
Thank you.
It Is there anything else we need to catch up on, Zane?
Tell them to write stuff to us.
Okay. Send us your correspondence.
Tell them to tweet at us.
Double spaced.
Tweet at us. Josh wants you to tweet at us.
Tweet and do the Reddit.
And email us.
We haven't. I was actually thinking the other day, we got so many emails when we were doing the Valentine's.
Because people wanted something from
us. I know, but a lot of the emails came, like, they sent us their address, but then they also sent us, like, a note. And it was nice to get, like, all that correspondence all the time. And I kind of miss it.
Yeah.
Also, maybe someone should start a thread on the Reddit of what you read in the summertime.
Yeah, what do you read?
A good summertime book.
Give me some stuff to read in the summertime.
Yeah, that Josh can read.
That I can read. It has to be written in English.
Print. Mad Magazine.
Mad Magazine. Large print.
Lend him your, like, Mad Magazine compendium that you were reading.
Oh, I threw it away.
You got a compendium?
Yeah, a friend of mine gave me, like, this really old Mad Magazine book, and it was terrible.
You threw it away?
It was terrible?
Like, in the
You threw
trash?
It out?
Yes. That's where you throw things. No, I threw it out a window.
Did they lend it to you?
No, it was a gift.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were just throwing out other people's books.
No. It was it was called the Working Mad. Like, okay. It was supposed to be like The Working Man.
Ugh.
Something like that. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Already horrible.
Yeah. And it was published in 1962.
So there's a lot of funny jokes about women not being able to drive.
Yep. And, like, how disgusting and dirty New York City is and cockroaches. And,
well, to be fair, back then, yeah.
And,
also now.
And a lot of, like, really long pieces. Like, their stuff used to go on for pages and pages and pages.
They were trying to get up to that Playboy level, man. That was the minor leagues before you got to the Playboy, where you get to write little comic books about a wife hiding another man under the bed or whatever the fuck goes on in that book.
And the punchline is, no, I haven't seen your slippers, honey. Die in a fire.
Damn, that's hilarious.
Once again, we will suggest that you go write for Mad Magazine.
No, that was for Playboy.
That's for Playboy.
Oh, yeah. I think it could work in Mad Magazine.
No, Mad Magazine, that same comic of guy hiding under bed, woman standing at door with husband on the other side would be like, nope, must have been the dog. Go die in a fire.
Yes.
All the subtlety is just lost on me. My apologies.
You're not the target, Zane.
I know.
Gals, am I right, fellas?
Oh my god. Goyles!
Someone on the Reddit suggested that we do an episode about me.
A whole episode about you?
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know.
Like,
if you're the one who put that up on the Reddit, give us more.
Elaborate.
We'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I think it was a joke.
I think Zane would love nothing more than have everybody in the internet listen to a show about nothing but
about
her.
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. So send us stuff and listen more. And we love you.
Facebook, Twitter. I'm Josh now.
Facebook,
Twitter.
Email.
I'm
Reddit. Burping. Reddit.
All right. We'll talk more next week. We love you.
Read the books.
Edition?